Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name of my life.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's show. Happy New Year. Well, after a couple weeks off, it's great to be back in the studio broadcasting live here in Tempe, Arizona. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got a guest today that we're going to bring on. We're going to roll out a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to see over the next several weeks, the Coach's Corner is going to start to take a little bit of a shift. I'm going to share some of the time here with a lot of different people that are going to impact your lives. That's right. I'm going to do some things that are going to shift some things, bring people in to help you out a little bit. You know, 2012 is going to be the year of fitness. So we're going to rock fitness a little bit this year. And then I'm going to also bring in some coaches over the next several weeks that are going to work with me across the valley covering some games and give us some perspectives about what's going on in high school basketball, both boys and girls. And you know some of these coaches, but I'll save that. We're going to bring those in, and they're going to talk about some of those games and help us cover the state as far as basketball goes. Now, big stuff tonight. You got the BCS National Championship game on the air tonight here in about, what, an hour and a half. You've got LSU versus Alabama, the rematch. So we'll see how that game goes. I know that that's been a big talked about game, the whole BCS standings and the way that all worked out with Oklahoma State getting a win in their bowl game. And I know over the vacation, a lot of you guys, or actually vacation for me, I shouldn't say vacation for you, not assuming, but over the break, there was a lot of people that were paying attention to a lot of bowl games. Is it me or is it just too many bowl games? I turned most of them off. But there were some good ones. Oklahoma State game was a very good game. So if tonight Alabama beats LSU, Oklahoma might have a case for the fact that there should be a shared national championship. So we're going to see how the BCS shapes up here tonight and then how they take it from now as it stands to next year, because there's talk right now. They're talking about doing a plus one. So we'll see how that shakes out. Locally, we've got some big, big football news. You know, what would it be like if you were a coach of a football team and you won 4 out of 5 state championships or 5 out of 6 state championships and you were called into the office and told that you would not have a job next year? Well, that's what happened to Coach John Sanders over at Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's right. Coach Sanders, after being at Saguaro High School, was let go. And it's just, you know, as usual, the comments made were because we're taking the program in a different direction. Hello? What direction would you take a program that's won 5 out of 6 state championships? Doesn't make any sense. Parents and athletes are both up in arms. There was a petition started to get Coach Sanders back as the head coach, but this is the Scottsdale School District we're talking about. Not gonna happen. Okay? So don't be surprised to see Coach Sanders land a job here real quickly, because as you know, Coach Sanders is a very good coach, has been very successful at many different levels, and so he'll be back at the sidelines, I'm sure, again, and Saguaro will be heading in a different direction in the future. Now, next week, you've got some great games coming up here. Monday, the Martin Luther King games put on by Monarch Sports, Mark Beasley and Dr. Steve Hogan. You've got the Martin Luther King games that are being held this Saturday. I want to give some love to Mark, and he's going to be on the show and join us on Monday at 5 o'clock. the top of the hour to kick off the show and talk about the games that are taking place on Monday of next week, the high school games. But I'm going to also give some love to the JUCO games that are taking place on this Saturday. That's right, this Saturday, the 14th, over at Mesa Community College, the men's and women's of Chandler Gilbert Community College and Eastern Arizona tip off at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, you've got Phoenix College tipping off against Mesa Community College. That's right, both men's and women's programs over at Mesa Community College. So Saturday, if you've got nothing to do, head over to Mesa Community College at 11 a.m., and you can watch four great games go on Saturday. And if you want more information on the MLK games and the things that are taking place next Monday, you can visit mesasports.org and pay attention to the schedule and what's going on there. A lot of good stuff. Like I said, I don't know if you had a chance to get out and watch the visitmesa.com basketball tournament that we talked about a couple weeks back before the break, but it was great basketball. Dr. Hogan and Mark put on excellent events. I definitely recommend you get out and support the MLK Basketball Classic, which is taking place this weekend for the junior colleges and then Monday for the high schools. Visit Mesa. So it's mlkbasketball.org. All right. Now, today I'm going to bring on a guest, and we're launching a new fitness segment that's going to be on the show. It's going to be 5 minutes long, and you know, I'm going to tell you what, man, this fitness guest is going to help take things to a whole nother level for all my listeners, because you know 2012 is a year of fitness. Last year, as you know, I did the 90-day fitness challenge, and it totally transformed me and put me in a different mindset as far as fitness goes, and losing 40 pounds in 90 days and still staying fit, still eating the right things. And, you know, I'm pretty excited. I've had listeners send me emails asking me if I'm going to do the 90-day challenge again. You betcha. It's coming up, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can participate in the new 90-day fitness challenge as it starts to come up. And I'm going to introduce to you right now somebody who's going to be on the show weekly. She's going to spend 5 minutes a week with us, and she's going to whip you into shape in 5 minutes. You know, for those of you who don't like to get off the couch, this is the ultimate workout program. I'm going to introduce to you right now Justina Kurth, who is going to do our Fierce Fitness segment every Monday evening. Welcome to the show, Justina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, you know, okay, first off, I want to say, you know, you guys, if you could see what I see right now, you'd be a little tongue-twisted as well, okay? This coach, Justina, is an absolute amazing, powerful dynamo, is what I've told her over the last several weeks. You know, she's a dynamo. We've gotten to know each other pretty well. And we're doing a segment that's going to run 5:20.
5:15 to 5:20
every Monday, and it's just going to be a 5-minute segment, and she's going to come on. It's called Fierce Fitness with the fitness coach Justina Kurth. So you're going to be taking notes. You're going to want to make sure that you download this as an MP3, and you want to make sure you have the information that she's going to provide you, because it's going to help you take your workouts to the next level. She is a fitness expert. She's a designer, a clothing designer, and she's a model. So, you know, Coach is sitting pretty happy right now in the studios today, I'll tell you right now. All right, so first off, let's talk about your fitness background, because, I mean, once you guys go to scottlovely.com and you look at the website, you see down below, you'll see, just visit Justina Kurth, her website. Click on that, and it'll take you to her website. You'll see her modeling pictures, so you kind of get a feel for the fact that she's going to tell you how to get fit, and she's definitely fit. Let's talk about you as a fitness trainer.
Okay.
So talk to us about your background.
Well, I've been in the fitness industry for over 10 years now. I got addicted real quick right after high school, I would say, working out in the gym, and decided that it was something I wanted to do full-time and help other people be healthy and fit. So we started right away, and it's been over 10 years now, so I've pretty much covered every aspect of the fitness industry. So it's all-encompassing at this point. There's not a lot that I don't do or haven't done in the avenue. So,
Now, I was looking at your calendar. Your calendar's jammed. I mean, you've got classes you're teaching all the time.
I teach fitness classes as well as do some personal training and some life coaching, some nutritional programs. So it keeps me busy. Last week, I taught 20 classes in 6 days.
Now, for those of you who are up in the North Valley, in the Northeast Valley, mm-hmm. Northwest Valley, you can go to Mountainside Fitness up in Cave Creek.
Carefree Highway,
and you could take classes there with Justina. But see, here's the thing, you know, Justina is so good at what she does. She's in such high demand. Not only does she do stuff at Mountainside, she also trains Skype-wise.
Yeah.
You heard me. She trains on Skype. So those of you who don't want to get out and drive all the way up north or whatever, you guys could still contract with her to do fitness training through Skype. Now, how does that even work, Justina?
It's great, actually. Not a lot of people have a lot of time these days, but your health and fitness isn't something that you want to leave out of your daily program. So sometimes you need the availability of remote training, if you will. So they're able to, you know, get on and still get the accountability and the coaching that they need at home. So if it's after the kids go to bed or during lunch and they only have a little bit of time, or in the morning before they leave and they want to start their day right, they can get on, you know, have a meeting with me, still feel like they've gotten their accountability in for the day and the tidbits that they need, maybe the recipe for the day or the exercise for the day, and then they go on about it.
Okay, so now I got to ask you, how does Skype training even work? And did you come up with this?
I would like to take credit for it, but I don't think I can. Most people in the fitness industry have evolved along with technology, and Skype training isn't that unheard of. It is a very convenient factor for those people who, like I said, want to train but aren't able to actually physically meet with their trainer as many times a week as they want. So I wouldn't recommend it as a sole function for staying in shape, but it does give you the flexibility to stay in contact with your trainer if you're not actually able to meet with them. But it's I train a lot with people out of state, people who travel. Maybe they're here during the season and they leave, you know, and go back home in the summer. But they're able to continue their program with someone that they have a relationship with,
okay,
even though they're not here.
So describe how that looks. So I call you up on Skype, and you know what? I'm there in my shorts, and I'm ready for you to do your sergeant.
It's not much different than if we met in person. You set up a time.
Okay.
You know, we would have a predetermined, you know, meeting. Usually these are people that I have met before. So
right.
I like to establish a relationship with my clients, do some fitness testing, establish parameters and goals and things like that. And then, you know, if they're across the valley or if they're in another state and they still want to meet with me and do their stuff, yeah, so we set a time that works for you. We will both log on. We will go over, you know, whatever it is that we may need to go over for that week, if it's your meal plans or your calorie intake or the things that you've been doing, so that I can still work with you, adjust it if we need to, know you need to add in this, quit doing that, start doing lots of this. And if I do need to teach you a new exercise at that point or go through something with you, we can do it there virtually, see each other, hear each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as I'm doing the push-up, you're saying, no, get your head up, put your butt down.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, so a lot of clients get use that as a distance training situation.
Yes.
And then they still like to have at least one or two meetings with them.
Oh, yes.
Now, do you travel as a trainer?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It just depends on where my client is. So like I said, traditionally most of your client base is obviously in an area that you've cultivated. They're usually nearby. But if somebody moves or they have a need for, you know, hands-on training in a different area of the valley, I definitely make that available to you. I can travel to wherever you are for a fee, of course. But
okay. So now, do you do group training?
I do.
You do? So
yes, small group training is the most fun by far. So it gets a couple people together. Usually they're, you know, maybe related or they're friends, husband, wife, mom and dad, whatever the case may be, and they want to do something together. Well, it's beneficial for them because they split the cost. And we're able to do, you know, something for the group of them together. They get a little competition going on, so it kind of spurs them on to do more. So group training is a lot of fun.
Okay, Excellent. Now, let's talk a little bit about the types of training you do. Now, I know most guys think, I lift weights at the gym. I don't know. She's laughing because she knows exactly where I'm getting ready to go. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the training you do. And we only have about 2 minutes before we have to take a break, so we'll just get into one area.
Several different types of training, and as a fitness expert, you have to know which type of person needs which type of training. So that's where a lot of the the training comes in, to being able to tailor it to person who needs it. If they're a young athlete, or if they are an older demographic that's just trying to maintain or whatever, you have to be able to find the right type of training for each different person. So if it's cardio based, if it's, you know, strength training, if it's core training, if it's whatever the case may be. So being able to sit down with that person, personal training, obviously, and find out what their goals are, and being able to match their goals with things that they can do in real life that they can see benefits from, see how it's changing their life. So,
okay, so it's individualized training.
Definitely.
You set it up, and then based on whatever the individual needs, that's when you start to custom fit custom tailor a program to what it is their goals are. And the whole bit.
Exactly.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Justina Kurth, the fierce fitness coach that's going to run a segment here on the Coach's Corner. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely, and right now I'm being joined by the fitness coach, who's going to run a segment called Fierce Fitness for 5 minutes. All the F's. I have to make sure I say that right. She's going to run a show for 5 minutes every Monday from 5:15 to 5:20, and she's going to do it as she's getting ready to walk into a studio and beat some people up.
Exactly, right before.
Yeah, so she's going to call in and do the segment with us every Monday. And today we're just getting to know Justina a little bit here. And let's talk a little bit about your background so people understand your qualifications. Because, you know, that's one of the things, there's so many people running around now calling themselves trainers.
That's the worst.
Let's talk a little bit about your qualifications and why you are called a trainer.
Great. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because one of my biggest pet peeves as a professional in this industry is seeing people who give us a bad name, if you will, people who, you know, maybe don't have the proper qualifications, or they feel like because they've worked out enough that that qualifies them to be a trainer, quote, and they're not, and they hurt people, and they give us professionals a bad name. So it's very important that if you are going to train with someone, that you do a little bit of homework on them, check their credentials, where did they get qualified at, how much experience did they have, who have they worked with before. And so it's important. So even if you're not going to train with me, find somebody who is qualified for sure. So like I said, I've been in the field for over 10 years, and we have an ongoing program for trainers who want to maintain their credentials. You have to have continuing ed courses and classes. Mm-hmm. So that's real important. Make sure they're staying current and things like that.
And so, that helps with the understanding of physiology.
Physiology and right. Biomechanics and kinesiology, nutrition, all of those things. So as the industry changes and science advances and people find out more about the body, well, it's important that your trainer stays up on that stuff, because if they don't, then who knows what they're telling you.
Yeah, I mean, like, just recently, what was it, Thursday or Friday, I saw an article come out from Harvard saying mm-hmm. that dairy is not good for the body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's new news. I mean, all of our lives, think about it. We've been told, drink milk in order to have strong bones.
Milk does the body good.
Yeah, I mean, so that's stuff that you keep up with.
Yes, your trainer does have a responsibility to be in the know about all those things. If you're paying them for advice on how to stay healthy, well, then they sure as heck better know what they're talking about.
Okay. And I know that there are all kinds of things coming out, like this whole new in vitro meat situation. I mean, in vitro meat grown in a petri dish.
Yeah, not so much. I'm from Montana. We ate fresh meat, okay? It never came from a petri dish, that's for sure.
So that wouldn't be on your meal plan then, a petri dish steak?
No.
Okay. So, all right. So talking about your background, mm-hmm. you obviously stay up to date with all the licensing and certifications. Mm-hmm. What else?
Like I said, just being educated about what you're trying to tell your clients or your customer base. You have to be well-rounded. You have to be able to tell them the things that are going to be relevant to them in their life. And each different person may have a different need. Someone, maybe they want to lose weight, like in the 90-day challenge, or maybe they want to get stronger for their job. They want to, get off medication, whatever the case may be. So you need to be able to tailor a workout program for each individual, make it very personalized for them, in order for them to get the results that they want. I mean, and that basically is what quantifies you as a professional in your field, being able to guarantee your results, if you will, which is something that I do. So.
Okay, and that's mm-hmm. that's the other question, because I know mm-hmm. you and I were talking about that, guaranteeing results.
Yep.
How can you guarantee results?
I'm that good. it's hard to watch people who recently, actually, my little brother, I'm going to throw him under the bus, but he lives, unfortunately, far across. He lives in Florida. He's a professional athlete. He plays polo, okay, which if you're not familiar with that here,
it's the horse and the stick.
It's like golf on a horse, right?
Yeah.
And so he was doing some training with a different trainer over there. God bless him. He can't train with me, so he settled for someone else. But they did never do any kind of results comparing. They never did a benchmark in the beginning. They don't know, they didn't, where did he start? And so he calls me and he's checking in. Am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be doing that? And I'm asking him things that any good trainer will do. And they're like, well, they never did that. They never did that. I'm like, well, how do you know if they're getting the results that you want then? And he's like, I don't know. I just pay them,
Oh, wow. Hey, tell them I'll train them on Skype.
I know.
Just pay me.
If you're paying, $40, $50, $60, up to $100 an hour for a professional trainer, well, then why shouldn't they guarantee their results? I'm not going to, just throw money. I wouldn't do it, so I won't ask someone to do it with me. You know what I mean?
So. Okay, so that's one thing that sets you apart is your guarantee. You're guaranteeing results. What else sets you? Why are you different than anyone else? We were talking about that at the break, so let's go ahead and hit on that.
Well, besides the obvious uniqueness that radiates from me.
and here's the thing, babe. Before you move on, and she's kidding, but she's not kidding, because
I am totally
she
kidding.
She is a dynamo. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I don't just say that because you're sitting in the studio. Everybody, I mean, if you decide to hit Justine up and train with her, within 2 to 3 hours, you're going to go, holy crap, This is a powerful woman, and we're going to talk about some of the other things she does. But why are you different than other trainers? What sets you apart?
I would like to think that it's the culmination of my life experiences so far. When you train with me, you will see that health and fitness is a passion that I have, and I like to share that with people in my life. I've experienced a lot of different aspects of, sports and athletic training throughout my life, everything from high school sports. Like I said, I'm from Montana, so we have a different kind of fitness there. It involves being, outdoors a lot. And so I, never went to the gym until I was 18, but we were pretty fit, you have to, it's a lifestyle. So my training is very functional, trying to educate people on the things that they can do on a daily basis in their regular life that are going to keep them healthy and well. They don't have to live in the gym, and they don't have to eat meat from a petri dish, and they don't have to, do these crazy things sometimes if you just are able to stay realistic about it and not buy into all the different fads and the crazy cult training things, if you will. It's just, it can be much more simple than that. So
now you do things like spin classes at mm-hmm. Mountainside and some other classes. You also teach yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know if you end up following her on Twitter, or no, if you go to her Facebook page, if you go to like her Facebook page, she's got a picture of herself in a yoga pose that I honestly believe is impossible, and I swear I'm going to have you pose for me in that pose. I know that you've had people at the airport.
Maybe
ask
on
you
the
to.
Break, and we'll take a picture.
Because it's crazy. But now let's talk about yoga, mm-hmm. because we've been talking about some things that we want to do. We want to put together a sports fitness institute, a training mm-hmm. that coaches can come to and take notes and learn about fitness and how to help their teams be a little bit more. Take them to that next level. We're talking about strength. We're talking about flexibility. We're talking about some other things. Let's talk a little bit about yoga.
I think that yoga is great. I'm not going to lie. It's one of my favorite things. And being in the gym as much as I am, it's been neat to see it kind of come to the surface again. Yoga is not a new thing. It's been around forever.
Centuries.
Centuries.
And when we said yoga, now there was a collective sigh. To the listenerships, they're going, oh man, really? Come on, coach. Are you talking yoga? Really? We're going to sit there with a ball and go, oh,
no.
Let's talk about it here.
There's as with most other aspects of fitness, there's different branches of things, if you will. There is the definitely meditative, omi branch of yoga, but there's also a yoga that's a little more practical for fitness training. So for people that are wanting to bring their fitness regimen full circle, it's good to bring it into your training, once or twice a week at a minimum to really pull everything together. And it doesn't have to be about, the meditation so much as it does about what's happening to you on a physiological level. You know what I mean? So it's not just a girly, crazy stretch class. It was originally, created by men, by the monks, in India, and it was not even allowed to be practiced by women until the last couple hundred years.
Because I can do the praying dog.
No, you can't.
I can do the
he
tree.
He can't, I promise. He's tried.
I can do the tree. Come on.
It's just so much of a... is an eye-opener for sure. People see it and they think that they can do it until they try it, and they can. And I know you think you can do it, but I think we definitely need to call Coach out on this, because I don't think he thinks it's as easy as it is. What happens, I have a lot of football players and their coaches who come to my yoga classes, and they have seen tremendous results from it. It's not like the weight training and the field training that they do, it really challenges them on another level, and it brings everything together. And they've seen really great results from it, like I had mentioned. So whatever your sport may be, it's definitely something that is beneficial to add in.
Yeah, because I can see that, yoga would help with flexibility, mm-hmm. and which would help increase some strength in certain areas. So if you're a golfer, that type of flexibility is huge,
as well as your range of motion.
There you go.
Think about if you, I knew that's what you were getting at. That's why I'm the expert in the radio host.
I couldn't think of the words.
Range of motion. So if you, in turn, when you train, especially a lot in the weight room, since you touched on that, you're typically, what happens is your muscle fibers start to shorten and contract. So you're getting stronger, but there's a contracting of the muscle fibers that goes on. So if you add in something else, some kind of cross training, some balance training that's going on, you can increase your range of motion. So if you are always doing the same kind of training, and you never branch out of that, and you don't try to do any kind of cross training or get out of your rut at all, you're gonna hurt yourself is what's gonna end up happening. So if you're able to add in some flexibility training to increase your range of motion, you're going to have a better muscle recruitment when you're doing different things. So adding in the flexibility training is very key.
Okay, and it's interesting that we talk about this, because just recently I was talking to my team when we were at practice and the guys were stretching, and I watched the high school and the college guys stretch now, and
I bet it's the same as when I was in school.
Not only that, they're just real lax with it. It's kind of like you stretch when you get out of bed. There's no effort in it. And it's funny, because you have pro athletes that spend, five and six figures on hiring somebody to come in and stretch them
yep.
before. And so I said that to our team. I said, hey, guys, I said, you're taking this lightly, but this is the time for you to prevent injuries and get loose. Why do you think pro athletes pay somebody anywhere from $5,000, $7,000 to $10,000?
Always, if you watch, you're watching TV and you always see the trainer that's there stretching them on the sidelines, and it is because they realize the value of that part of the training. The flexibility is still part of your training, And so it's going to help with things like injury prevention, which is going to prolong your career as an athlete. If you are fortunate enough to make it out of high school into college or be a pro athlete of some kind, you don't want to take any chances. Like, if you can spend an extra 20 minutes stretching or add in a couple yoga classes during the week, well, why not?
Right. Excellent. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to change a little bit. We're going to talk about Justina Kurth, the designer. That's right, you heard me. She's not just a fitness expert. She's a designer. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about her company, and we'll do all that when we come back from the break. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in just a few.
Internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is. Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott. Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely, and you know we're having a blast in the studio today with my studio guest, Justina Kurth. We're going to talk now about Justina as a designer. She designs, she has her own clothing line. I mean, you know, it's not like you're busy enough teaching 20 classes of fitness and taking on personal clients and doing all Skype training and everything else, but you got time to design clothes.
Well, I figured I needed one more thing on my plate.
Now, guys, unfortunately, she doesn't design clothes for you.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yet. There are things coming. But let's talk about your female's clothing line. Let's talk about it. It's called Fit Fatale.
Fit Fatale.
Fit Fatale. Yeah. It's FITFATALE. That link is also on the Coach's Corner. If you go down to Focused Intensity Sportswear, that's on there. So you can kind of go to check it out on the website. But let's go ahead and talk about how did you even get into designing clothes?
Okay, well, I gotta look good while I'm doing what I do, right? And so,
and it's not hard.
I got sick of buying everybody else's stuff. And one day, someone said to me, "Why don't you wear your own stuff?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's a great idea!" And so, there you go. I actually received an endorsement deal in early 2010. And it took me about a year to cultivate my concepts and work with the appropriate people to bring my designs to something that was tangible, and then move all through the production process, branding a new label, Fit Fatale. And one thing I want to say before I forget is that it is all made in the U.S. It's all a domestic product. And even better than that, recently, at the end of last year, I brought it here. So it's all locally made in Arizona.
It's an Arizona-based company that's using Arizona-manufactured goods.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys need to support this. That's great.
So basically, I designed a clothing line that could meet the demands of my lifestyle, which are not easy. So I know that other people would benefit from that too. And I'm not the only busy, crazy lady out there who does a million things. Women multitask, just so you know.
Yeah, they make a multitask list for us.
Yeah, they do. So I did this, and it's been fun, you know. It's been something that I really enjoyed. It's the very creative side of me. It's my creative outlet. So it gives me a chance to take my lifestyle and make it into something that I can share with other women as well. And yeah, like you said, hopefully on the horizon there will be a men's line of stuff.
Okay, so now you've got women's workout clothing, mm-hmm, right? Now it's good for the yoga, it's work good for the gym,
it's very multitasking. Our deal is that it's something that you can wear all day long, if you need to. It's women, you know, they're on the go all day long. You get up, you take the kids to school, you do this and that. So you don't have time often to change clothes a million times. And in today's economy, you want things that are multitasking. You don't want to spend, you know, $60 on something that you can only wear to go to work in, you know. So right. I made a very diverse, very multifunctional line of clothing that it can be utilized in every aspect of your life. It's stuff that is fashion-based fitness wear. So tops that transition from the gym to, you know, running, yoga, things like that. Or you can wear it to work. You can wear it to, you know, drinks. You can wear it on vacation. You can, and the same thing with the pants and the bottoms and the tops. They all coordinate. They're all multifunctional, multi-purpose things that you can wear to a very nice event, or you can wear it to something super casual like yoga.
Okay, and you sold out of everything in the first run.
I have sold out of a lot of things. We do have, in the process of switching my manufacturing to a more local location, we got a little behind in our production, so we were not able to keep up with the demands of everybody wanting everything. We've done some great things here in the Valley. We've had fashion shows. We're working a lot with Scottsdale Health Magazine. Fit Fatale is the official yoga wear of So Scottsdale Magazine. So if you've seen that recently, there is a big spread on Fit Fatale in So Scottsdale, the January edition, and also in the Go Gilbert January edition. They did a fashion fitness kind of spread, and our clothes were selected. You can see them in there on that, but it's been great. But we are getting caught up with our production now that we have our new facility and our new manufacturing, so everything is available online, and if it is, you know, sold out, we'll get it to you as soon as we can.
And, you know, okay, so guys, there's a clothing line that's going to be coming attached to this. And you know, we're actually going to work together on this situation, which is
he can't keep it to himself anymore. It's too exciting.
It is exciting. Focused Intensity Sportswear is going to come out this fall. That's the target date, and we're going to do some men's clothing. And Justina has said she wants to come on board and help with the design of the Focused Intensity Sportswear for men.
I think you have some good ideas, but they need a little fierce fitness, feminine touch in there. You guys are going to be wearing burlap sacks if it wasn't for me.
So. That's not true. No, and anybody who knows me knows that's not true.
He's stylish. Totally.
Okay, so let's go ahead and move on now, because you do some modeling as well. I mean, and if you guys want to see who's sitting in the studio with me right now, go to JustinaKurth.com, and your jaw will hit the table, and you'll go, whoa, now I understand. JustinaKurth.com. Okay, now, you've been modeling for how long?
About 3 years, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something you do on the side when you have extra time,
right? It is, right. It comes and goes. Modeling is another one of the creative outlets that I have. Is something that kind of came to me. It wasn't something that I ever had really considered pursuing until, 3 or 4 years ago. Like I said, I was presented with the opportunity and it really took hold, you know, right away. And I got some great, I made some great connections and got some great exposure through some of my modeling, contracts. And it was fun. I mean, so it's another fun thing that we kind of tie back into the fitness. I've done some fitness modeling. I actually, have a book, coming out next month, I believe, published by Human Kinetics. It's a yoga type of educational yoga book that I did some modeling in, various things like that. So it's been fun. It makes me for sure have to stay in shape, because you can't, you got to be ready at a moment's notice, you know, so you can't just slack off.
Right. Okay. So now because I'm trying to figure out when you have spare time, you know, with your design business keeping you busy,
mm-hmm.
And then now I'm throwing Focused Intensity on your lap too.
Okay. Bring it on.
See, I had to, because it's another F.
I know. It was fate.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about how you and like, okay, so I'm going to throw some plans out that we're kind of talking about, mm-hmm. right now. We're talking about doing a spring fitness institute for athletes who want to learn how to get in better shape. And we're going to do some classroom work and some actual physical activities going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about three, four days, I think we were talking about.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it and see kind of what we want to squeeze in and how much time we have, but definitely some, some educational time, like you said, and then some hands-on time, some actual physical participation. So, yeah, like you said, trying to get them maybe out of the rut of their normal training routine and diversify, branch out, try to get the most out of what their body has to offer through maybe unconventional methods that you maybe not being exposed to in their normal, you know, PE class or training or sport-specific training, something
right.
That's going to get them to the next level.
And one of the things that we're going to do with that is we're going to have a coach's clinic. And when we have this coach's clinic, is going to include time for coaches to understand exactly what it is that the institute's going to be talking about and stretching and strengthening exercises to help their teams, to help you take your team to the next level, coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come to this, you're going to get a chance to listen to Justina speak, take notes, maybe see some demonstrations. And we're actually going to take a control group and we're going to start doing some experiments with the control group. Like you heard her earlier, she guarantees results. So we're talking about taking that control group, doing some measurements before and after, as far as flexibility, range of motion, strength, speed, everything, putting them through several of Justina's workouts.
You can call it torture. It's okay.
And then at the end of our time together with this control group, having a baseline data and then having the results at the end to compare it, so we can show you as coaches when you show up to this clinic that these are the things that you can expect from your athletes. Because really, when it comes down to it, it's so interesting, because I was talking to a former pro athlete and we were talking about the difference between an all-pro athlete and a pro athlete is less than 1%. It's less than 1%. It's being able to get that hand on the football by being able to stretch to reach to bat it away at the defensive back position, or being able to hurdle over the top of a guy because of the flexibility. It's less than 1%, and these guys are talking about it. And I was really floored to hear them say some of the things that they were saying when we were having this conversation, and it totally feeds right into what you and
it
I are talking
about. It does,
because
those athletes need that little teeny sliver of that competitive edge, and they need oftentimes someone to help bring it out of them. You know, maybe they're at a great school, they have great coaches, whatever the case may be, but it's that one little bit of extra work that they need to put them over the edge to make them that much better than the 10 other people that are standing next to them. So sometimes it takes a little bit of something unconventional.
And if it's that for the pro athlete, then it's got to be that for the lower level athlete, the high school and the junior college and the college level athletes, to where if they get the proper training early enough, it can help them to excel and move to that next level faster, or, you
exactly.
know.
And like you're leading into that thought process, if they start at an earlier age with the things like injury prevention and education about why they are doing what they're doing, then they're going to have that much better of a foundation for when they go from high school to college and from college to professional athlete level, and then being able to maintain that for a nice long career.
And I know that meals are very important in that whole thing. The fuel that you put into your body is going to be key when we're talking about how this all comes together. Because I was talking to, like I said, I was talking to some pro athletes, and we were talking about the stuff that they will eat and they won't eat and why. And I was shocked.
It is, and people don't realize a lot of times it's just a different realm, and they don't understand that they just see, you know, pro athlete on the field or on TV or whatever, and they don't understand all the work that goes into that. And being fit does not always equate to being healthy. And
right.
So there's oftentimes when you have to really find a balance in between your lifestyle and then what your nutrition is and then what your fitness regimen is, because if it's not all harmonious, then you got all kinds of trouble everywhere. So.
Well, and I'm sure that, you know, Michael Jordan didn't eat Big Macs even though he was in the Big Mac commercial. So, all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more with Justina Kurth. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports. If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
What's the national pastime in the U.S. in the 21st century?
Are you sure? Think again.
3 out of 4 Americans have made NFL football the true American pastime. It's now one of the fastest growing sports in the world. But how do we as fans understand everything that goes on behind the scenes? Tune in to Enter the League with Eugene T. Lee Esquire as your host. Eugene was the featured NFL agent in the ESPN acclaimed documentary The Dotted Line. And now he takes his expertise to the Voice America Sports Channel. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Internet flagship station for sports.
of sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Loveland. You know, as we conclude today's show, I mean, this is the last segment. I can't believe this, again, this hour is just flying by. But I want to make sure that you understand the opportunity you have sitting here in the studio every Monday. Justine is going to pick a topic, and she's going to come in and at 5:15, right after the first break, and for the 5 minutes after the first break, she's going to hit Fierce Fitness with fitness coach Justina Kurth, and she's going to talk about fitness for that 5 minutes, and she's just going to give you a wealth of information. She's going to pick a subject area, she's going to pinpoint it, she's going to help you take your training to the next level. Now, that doesn't mean that that's all you get of Justina. If you want more of Justina, you can do so by reaching out to her. You can go to JustinaKurth.com. You can go to FitFatale.com if you want to buy some fitness clothes for your fiance. Huh? Like I put the F in there. Okay, or your wife. Or your girlfriend. Ah, see, look at there's another F. All right, that's an inside joke. I'm sorry, everybody. Okay, so... So there's more that you can do. You can follow Justina on Twitter. She tweets about once a year.
I'm getting better.
You can follow her on Twitter, and it's at Justina Kurth, and it's K-E-R-T-H is her last name, so It's all one word.
And there's links to everything from the website. So if you only can remember one thing, it's JustinaKurth.com, and you can find everything else you need from there.
There you go. And she's also linked to ScottLovely.com. You can click on her website and find her from there. Now, we're going to do a 90-day fitness challenge coming up. We'll probably start it in February, and get you guys some time to get ramped up and get you guys get ready. Because I know I've had several people ask me if we were going to do another fitness challenge for 90 days because it was successful. I mean, I got an email saying, you know, hey, you know, I saw your pictures, Coach, you did a great job. I'm going to do it again. You know, I'm still not in a space that I want to be in. So I'm going to, you know, do something to change a little bit. I'm going to drop another 20 pounds probably.
I'm going to make you better.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're going to make
me. We're going to start with yoga, too. I'm going to make you do it, and you're going to like it.
Yoga?
Yeah.
Come on, now.
We're going to take pictures and post them.
Really? Pictures of me in the praying mantis position. All right. So, you know, that's some of the stuff that you have available to you here. The 90-day challenge is coming up. We'll talk about that. And actually, I'm going to try and put an incentive attached to it. I'm working on a sponsor right now to sponsor the fitness challenge so that if you do, you know, it'll be a competition. It'll be a competition. See, you want to be a sponsor?
Potentially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want a date with Justina?
I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, fitness stuff.
Okay. All right. So we'll work on that, and that'll be rolled out here in the next several weeks. Now, don't forget we talked about the MLK games next week. Saturday, the JUCO games over at Mesa Community College. Also this week, we've got some interesting games on tap as we start to look at the schedule for tomorrow. Basha and Mesquite play at Mesquite High School at 7 o'clock. Now, that Basha and Mesquite game is going to be a good game. Basha coming off a loss to Highland High School last week in a shocker. We'll see how well Basha bounces back in that situation, especially with a conference game. Desert Mountain and Mesa. Desert Mountain is playing very well. That game is at Desert Mountain High School. You got Tempe going to Seton Catholic, which is always Ernie Pinter does a great job down at Seton Catholic. You've got Hamilton playing Vista Grande at Hamilton tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Carl Hayden playing Central, that's a good battle. Typically, at Central High School at 7 o'clock, Marcos Deniza against Desert Ridge at 7 p.m. Let's see here. Goldwater versus Valley Vista. You've got Fountain Hills hosting, or no, Fountain Hills going down to Notre Dame Prep. That'll be a good game. I'd definitely get out and check that out. Williamsfield, if you're all the way out in the East Valley, you've got Williamsfield and Apache Junction. And then you've got Desert Vista hosting Corona del Sol tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure if Danny Powell's back from his ankle injury or not. If he is, that'll be a good game. If not, Desert Vista could be in a little bit of trouble, depending on how that game, depending on the injuries there. Now let's see here. South Mountain's play is at Coronado tomorrow night, 7 o'clock also. Horizon is going over to North Canyon. Betty Fairfax is heading over to Copper Canyon. Camelback is hosting Chaparral. Let's see here. Thunderbird is going over to Liberty High School. And we're going to wrap this up with Arcadia at Saguaro High School at 7 o'clock. And those are some of the games that I thought you should pay attention to. So that's what's on tap for tomorrow night. There's also some good games on Friday. I would check the AIA365.com website so that you can get a chance to keep up with what's going on. Now, Justina, let's wrap up because we only have about 3 minutes left. So let's take 2 minutes or so and wrap up the segment with you. You're looking forward to doing your Fierce Fitness.
I am. I think it's going to be great, and I want to obviously open it up to your listeners, so if there's something that they, you know, have questions about or something that you may have touched on before or something that has reference to do with whatever, you know, sport is currently in season, definitely reach out to me. Let me know, you know, contact us, you know, through the website or contact you. If there's something they want to hear about for sure, I want to make sure that they get what it is that they're, you know, interested in. So we will do great information in that fast 5 minutes. Always something relevant to, you know, sports and fitness and health. But if there's something very specific that you're looking for about certain injury prevention or sports specific training, definitely make sure that you get me that information. You can contact me on the website, or, you know, Twitter, any number of places. And then I will make sure that we touch on that. Definitely, you know.
So if you have a suggestion or a question, make sure you shoot it over, and then that's what she'll form her segment around, because it's all about helping you get fit. So it's going to be the Fierce Fitness with fitness coach Justina Kurth. It'll be from 5:15
to 5:20. Right before
<F's.
laughs> I literally run in to teach a spin class. So we'll be right on it.
Yeah, so it's going to be dynamic, right on time, ready to go. And she's going to be ramped up. And then she'll be all excited. So when she goes in to teach the spin class, they'll be like, holy crap, she's starting out going.
What happened?
So I'm glad you're coming on board.
I'm excited. I am very excited to be working with everyone here at Coach's Corner and working with the great athletes in the Valley and see what happens next.
Yeah, we've got some good things on tap for you this year. The two of us are going to make a dynamite team. I mean, so far there's been a lot of positive excitement and energy between the two of us, and we're looking forward to bringing some great stuff.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, now, you know, again, I want to, you know, reiterate that you want to get out to the Martin Luther King games. Also, next week, my traditional way of kicking off the Martin Luther King day, I'm going to play Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech uninterrupted. So if you have somebody who hasn't heard it, make sure they listen to the show next week, because that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to be joined by Mark.
Don't look at me. I don't know what you're doing next.
Where did I go? I don't know where that went.
I'll just come back and be here.
Yeah, just help me out here for a second, because that was definitely Mark Beasley. That was a brain fart. I don't know what that was. Mark Beasley's going to join us and talk about the games that are going to be tipping off as we start to go on air next Monday. So thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner this week. This is the Coach Scott Lovely, joined by Justina Kurth. And I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of here. Remember, leave it better than you found it. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.